Hi, this is Cindy from Three Little Pigs. If you try my sauce, I know you'll be back.
Oh, goodness, we are back. It's the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday on 107.3 WBBL-FM, and we are live and local at Schmoe's. In a few minutes, we're going to have the legendary brewer Chaz on with us, but right now we're going to talk a little bit about our holiday foods that are traditions in our house. So I just talked about that little peppermint chocolate martini that's on one end. I'm going to break the rule. Bob told me not to do this, but I'm going to do it anyway. Uncle Randy's Hot Weenies. My family.
Weird.
Yeah. It's just the name that they've thrown on it. These are real simple, guys, but they're absolutely a giant hit everywhere I've taken them.
See, if you had Canine Web Patrol on your computer, you'd be blocked right now.
Okay. I don't know what that is, but I'll take your word for it. But anyway, Uncle Randy's Hot Weenies are just this. Those little cocktail weenies wrapped in crescent rolls. You throw them in the oven for the 10, 12 minutes until the crescent roll bakes around the little cocktail weenie, right? And then, but when I take them out, I've got six or seven different sauces that we can dip them in, whether it's a kind of a honey mustard or a horseradish mustard or a sweet barbecue, spicy barbecue, whatever sauces you like. But those little hot little crescent rolls around the weenie, they're just a pop in your mouth type thing.
So what do you use, like Smoky Links?
No, actually, I think the ones I get at Hillshire Farm.
Yeah, I know what you mean, cocktail weenies.
Yeah, they're about an inch and a half long. And you just take a crescent roll, roll them out, cut it in little strips, wrap it around it, throw them in the oven for 10, 12 minutes at 350, and they're
done. They're baby pigs in a blanket.
Yeah, that's exactly it. But they're one-biters. You just dip it in mustard and pop it in. They're fabulous. And it's easy, and you get bulk appetizer instantly.
Do you brine those?
Yeah, here we go. And these are oven. You can do them on the grill if you put them on a pan, but I do those in the oven.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, so that's one of the traditional holiday fare at the Joppy household. Tell me something about what's going on at the Nurmicos that everybody loves when they come over.
Christmas morning at our place is always filled with Maureen's cinnamon rolls. She makes a huge batch of cinnamon rolls and delivers them to all the boys and girls around the world. Christmas Eve.
And throws them on the sleigh. Santa just drops them off.
I drive. And she runs around like a little elf. She's got a little elf outfit. I got her at Victoria's Secret. Back to Victoria's Secret again.
This is a show about what Bob wants for Christmas.
Not really.
Yeah.
I have a hard time shopping in that place because it's kind of weird walking in.
Well, it's up to you, man.
And so nothing fits.
Yeah, right.
I try on everything.
Especially the hats.
Maureen does those rolls. My mother makes something called patitsa. And it's like I've had it all my life. It's a European pastry that is like a flaky kind of pastry crust. And then she rolls it out flat and puts like walnuts and brown sugar and cinnamon and butter and some other stuff in it, rolls it up, bakes it, and then puts like an almond glaze on it. And that is so good. That's Christmas.
Yeah.
And then Boston brown bread, have you ever had that? It's like a brown bread with raisins and stuff. And it was made, she always used to bake it in old soup cans, so it was little round, cool little loaves.
With the little ribs on them?
Yeah.
And if you look close, it said Campbell. Not
Shut
so much.
No, you had me for a minute there.
Yeah.
It was kind of funny.
Yeah.
Not so much.
Oh, no, don't be so serious,
Not
Bob.
So much.
I'm not picking on your brown bread, baby. It's okay.
Well, yeah, isn't that funny how the family foods and the traditions, I mean, if you look back over what'd your mom make for Christmas?
You know, I grew up in that era. I was the fifth
Chartucky.
Of five. From Chartucky. I was the fifth of five boys, and I was the oops. I'm 12 years younger than my next brother. So there were four of them together, then 12 years and me. So she was feeding an army of men, my dad and four brothers, her whole life. And when it came down to me, it was like, you know what?
TV dinner.
Right, yeah. I got TV dinners or whatever. And bless her heart, she's a fabulous cook. I mean, look at me. I didn't get this big and full-figured without a little bit of help from Mom. But the one thing that we're going to do here, I'm having my family over for the holidays like everybody is, but we break down Judy's side and then my side. My side's coming over, and I said, here's our theme. You're going to make the one thing that you love most at the holidays, and you're going to bring it to my house. And whatever our meal turns out to be, it'll turn out to be. My niece said, I'm making grandma's macaroni and cheese. And that is the one dish that I remember most fondly from my childhood growing up, because it was made with from scratch. You know, it was butter and the shredded cheeses. And then my mom would take these club crackers. You know what those are, yep. Those little rectangular yep. ones. She'd crush up a bunch of those. Those are pretty buttery anyway. And then put like two sticks of butter in with that and just get this slurry going.
Uh-huh.
And then spreads it on the top of that big pan of macaroni and cheese. And it's the real cheddar cheese and the butter and the milk is all mixed in there. And then this crust on top. Man, my mouth's watering just talking about it. And my niece is going to bring it. She goes, I've got grandma's recipe. I'm bringing it to Christmas, man, and I can't wait, because that is my favorite holiday dish that we always had it at Christmas.
That sounds awesome. And you notice a lot of the restaurants now are serving gourmet macaroni and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I see mac and cheese on all kinds of restaurants now.
Right.
It's a huge barbecue food, too. If you go to these competitions and soul food, you know, if you go into any soul food restaurants, mac and cheese, it's huge.
Right.
Who doesn't like it? You have to be crazy not to like it.
Hit us on Facebook, The Grilling Guys. We got Todd, our producer extraordinaire, monitoring our Facebook for us here during the show. Hit us on Facebook, The Grilling Guys, and tell us what your favorite holiday meal is. Because we'd like to share that with everybody. Not everything that you have to make during the holidays is on the grill, but there are a lot of great grilled hors d'oeuvres. I don't know. A lot of people like big sit-down meals. Other people like just to graze during the holidays. And I got a couple parties coming at the house where one of them's going to be the grazing and the other one will be a sit-down meal. But that grazing is kind of fun, and that's where we can go to the grill and grill off some great hors d'oeuvres. I've talked about in the past my lamb chops. I'm going to be doing that for my grazing party.
Some of this bone crusher would be real nice while you're standing around the grill.
That's exactly right.
You know, I'm going to take off, Jop, and when I take off, I'm going to ask Mr. Chaz over here to fill in for me, because he's got that radio voice.
Yeah, he does.
And he's basically the reason we're here, so I think it's only fitting that he fills in for me while I'm gone, so
yeah.
I can start heading to Chicago.
Yep.
Before I take off, though, I want to give a shout-out to Captain Ken, who's up in the Bay duck hunting. It's a two-day duck season right now, and Captain Ken has Gyra Charter. Now, you and I and Rob Russell went out on the Bay with him this year.
Yeah, in June.
He wants to do that same deal. He wants to take us out again next year.
Oh, we're there,
and he's
man.
One of our sponsors. So Gyra Charters, if you want to go to the Bay, if you want to go to Saginaw Bay, Port au Gray, and just absolutely kill the walleye.
Dude, we limited
it
out.
You got to do Gyra Charters. And he's got a cabin next to him now that you can rent.
Yeah.
So you can go and spend the night. Only way to go.
Oh, I know it. And that was, we limited out up there. We got 20 walleyes in about an hour and a half.
Nice.
This guy can put you on the fish.
Also want to send a shout out to Julia at Lake Michigan Credit Union. Went and got a new car this week. Bakita keeps talking about Lake Michigan Credit Union.
Right.
The place is amazing,
right.
And Julia is an absolute sweetheart. She's got the most infectious laugh. You got to go to Lake Michigan Credit Union if you're going to get a car. Trust me on this one.
So coming up next, we're going to be talking with Chaz, the brewer extraordinaire at Schmoe's Brewery. We're live at Schmoe's. Stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be back.
Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.